I believe if I have ever been in the perfect will of God, I have been in the perfect will of God this week.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, mighty God. I am not stuck on myself. I have never listened at myself. This afternoon, after I finished praying and everything, I took this morning tape out and I put it on and I started playing what I preached this morning. And I began to cry. I wept as I listened to what I preached this morning. Friend, if you weren't stirred today, if you weren't moved this morning, there's something wrong with you. Sister Ann come to me after church, tears streaming down her face. She said, Brother Freeman, that message was for me this morning. She said, it was for me. Amen. Let me tell you, friend, it wasn't only for Ann. That message this morning is for everybody in this building. Amen. 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 Slowly walking away from God one step at a time. My God. Oh, God. Thank you, mighty God. Truly, the Lord is good. Thank you, mighty God. I do want to appreciate God. I don't know about you all, friend. I know you have your problem. I know you get discouraged and everything. But I believe a man of God has got to be in a place and a position where he can feel the heartbeat of the people. Come on. You can't feel the heartbeat of the people, you got a problem. Amen. But I thank God for the Word of God. I want to read to this night in Numbers 13:23 for the reading of God's Word. Thank you all for coming. Thank you, mighty God. Numbers 13:23. And they came unto the brook of Eshcol, and cut down from thence a branch with one cluster of grape, and they buried it between two upon a staff. And they brought other pomegranates and other figs. The place was called the brook Eshcol because of the cluster of grape which the children of Israel cut down from thence. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel and to the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh and brought back words unto them and unto all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him, saying, We came unto the land whither thou sendest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey. And this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people... Be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, thus we saw the children of Anak there. The Amakites dwell in this land of the south, the Hittites, and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountain, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, Let us go up at once. And possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Thank you, mighty God. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father, we love you tonight, and we thank you tonight, God. One more time as I stand before you, God, I'm asking, Lord God, that you use me one more time, God. Speak through me tonight, God, one more time, God. Lord, I'm not here to build myself up a name, God, but I'm here to glorify the name that is above every name. Lord, use me, Father, and I give you the praise, you the glory, and you all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you tonight. Amen. I want to speak just a few moments tonight on use this thought, amen. And I know my wife got on to me this day and said, why have you started preaching so long? Amen. And I know I went an hour this morning, and that's not me. But I'm going to try to cut it short tonight, okay? Praise the Lord. Rebuke that off, Brother Wayne. Come on, we got a couple more cheers up here, brethren, if some of you would like to join us tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. But I want to preach and use this thought. Let us go in and possess the thing that belongs to us. Amen. Ever heard that, Sister Bardwell? Amen. Let us go in and possess the thing that really belongs unto us tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. According unto history, there was a few back in the land of the state of Tennessee. Amen. It was between the McCaw and the Hatfield. According to the history of America, this feud, went on for the longest feud ever in the history of America. Amen. It was over a boundary line of offense, amen. And one of the McCaw family said that the land belonged to them. And then the Hatfield said it belonged unto them. And they began to feud, and they would kill each other, and they would beat each other up and everything like that for years after years after year. One said it was ours, and the other said it was theirs, amen. And so they killed each other and done everything like that because they were saying the land is ours. The other said the boundary is ours. The other said it's ours tonight. If people tonight, friend, can fight, amen, and argue over something like a boundary land over a piece of land tonight, I want the Church of the Living God to know this here tonight. There are things tonight that God has given us tonight. God has a place in our beings tonight, amen. Things that the devil has stole from us tonight. But I'm here to tell you, it's time that the Red Star United Pentecostal the church stand up and claim the things that one time belong unto us tonight. You hear me tonight? Amen. The Bible tells us tonight that God told Abraham, amen, that he was going to give him the land. Everywhere that the shoe of his footstep, amen, it was going to be for he and for his children for an inheritance. Amen. And to their children tonight. And the Bible tells us tonight, friend, that Abraham began to seek a city who the builders and maker was Almighty God tonight. What are you saying, Brother Freeman? They are saying tonight, amen, over there in the Middle East that the land of Jerusalem and the Holy Land belong unto the Arab people tonight. I do not believe that tonight. I believe that the land of the Holy Land belong unto the tribe of the children of Israel tonight, which was Abraham, amen, children from the free woman tonight. Hallelujah. And the Bible said that Moses told them, said, go up into the land and look at what God had promised us. Amen. And the Bible said that they came back with a report and said, surely the land is a rich land. Surely the land is a land flowing with milk and honey. Hallelujah. Amen. But there is giants in the land tonight. I'm going to tell you one thing tonight. I believe God has given the church, amen, a place, friend, that we did not build. God has given us a kingdom tonight, and we had nothing in it tonight. Come on now. God has prepared a place for it. He said over 2,000 years ago, I'm going to prepare a place for you, that where you are there, where I am there, you may be also. You hear what I'm saying here tonight? We need to realize that tonight the devil's trying to beat us out of heaven tonight. The devil's trying to tell us we can't go to heaven tonight. The devil's trying to use things that we have done in the past and trying to tell us we cannot go, but I'm here to tell you tonight, amen, we can go to heaven tonight. We can go to heaven tonight. It is our land that God has promised the Church of the Living God tonight. the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I believe God has given the church tonight peace in it tonight. And friend, let me tell you one thing. I don't care what the world says tonight. There is still peace in the Holy Ghost tonight. There's still righteousness tonight. There is still joy tonight. Amen. What are you saying tonight, friend? The devil might try to beat me to death, but that's why when I come into the house of God, I want to worship God with my whole mind, with everything I got tonight. Because you know what, friend? When I begin to worship God tonight, I begin to feel the joy down in my soul. I begin to feel the strength down in my soul, brother. Brother Grace, hallelujah. And when I feel the joy down in my soul tonight, that is where my strength is going to come from tonight. Hallelujah. Come on now. Amen. If you want strength tonight, begin to worship God and let the joy of the Holy Ghost flood your soul and come down and saturate you tonight. Woo, Brother Dan. Hallelujah. The devil beats us down. The devil tried to destroy us. The devil tried to discourage us tonight. But I'm here to tell you, the night that you were born again of the water and of the Spirit tonight. Come on. God put something in your possession. And what you need to do, you need to go in. You need to go in. You need to go in and possess the thing that belongs to you. Come on, church. Hallelujah. Come on, Connie. Healing. Healing belongs to us tonight. Come on now. He said, with your strap, ye are healed. Ye are healed. You are healed. Come on, let's go in and present the thing that really belongs to us. Lay your hands on me in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, Lord God, take the pain away. Right now, Holy Ghost, take the pain away. Come on, let us go in. Let us go in. Let us go in and present the thing that belongs to tonight. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Right now, Holy Ghost. Right now, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Let us go in. Let us go in. Let us go in and possess the thing that belongs to us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Woo. Oh, God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me finish this. I won't be here much longer tonight. Amen, amen. At the age of 85 years old, Caleb walked up unto Joshua and told Joshua this. Amen. Joshua, I stood by you. Amen. When we went into the view out the promised land, I came back with a good report when everybody else came back with an evil one. And Moses told me that he was going to give me a mountain. I'm 85 years old, Joshua, but I'm here to claim the mountain that belongs unto me tonight. Age don't mean nothing tonight to Almighty God tonight. Amen. God gave Sarah a baby at 91 years old. Amen. And friend, God can give you victory tonight. And God can let you dance around the throne of Almighty God. Even if you're 80 or 85 years old tonight. Hallelujah. But what you need to realize that tonight, you need to go in and possess the thing that really belongs to you tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Hear me right now in this closing remark here tonight. Amen. A lot of problems are past tonight. Amen. A lot of time are past. Haunts us and get us down and discouraged tonight. And we can't worship God the way we really need to worship God. But I'm going to tell you one thing tonight. When God drowned Pharaoh and his army in the Red Sea there, they was a past for the children of Israel for the last 400 years. Amen. And church, I'm going to tell you, the night that God gave me the baptism of the Holy Ghost, He took my sins. He washed into a sea of forgiveness to never to be remembered again. Hallelujah. Come on now. You know what happened, friend, when Israel looked behind them and saw Pharaoh and his army coming up on behind them? He saw their path coming up behind them 400 years. And the Bible said the angel of the Lord that went before them, come on now, amen, came up from before them and went and stood between them and their path. Come on now. You hear what I'm saying tonight? Amen. The angel that led them came up, went behind them and in between them and the Pharaoh and his army. Amen. Their path, they no longer, Sister Malone, saw it. Come on now. The angels caused a darkness to come between them and their path. Sister Sue, when God baptized me with the Holy Ghost and fire and baptized me in the name of Jesus Christ, hey, He took my sin, Sister Martha, washed it into a sea of forgiveness to never to be remembered again. Bob, don't worry about the drugs you one time was on. Come on now. Brother Dwayne, don't worry about the drugs you one time was on. Come on now. Your path has been washed into a sea of forgiveness. Come on now. Let's possess it. Let's possess it. Hallelujah. Father, right now, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, hallelujah! Hallelujah! thou healed in the name of Jesus. Be thou healed right now in the name of Jesus. Father, let the virtue of God right now, Lord, go over this body. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Sister Angie. Keep worshiping God. I'm going to try to finish this. Amen. Our past, Sister Lucy, haunts us. Amen. Not only our past, but people won't let a dead dog lie. Amen. I said people won't let dead dog lie. Amen, amen. It don't matter what you have ever done. Amen. It don't matter what you have ever said. The Bible said any sin is forgiven except blaspheming against the Holy Ghost tonight. But let me tell you one thing. Do not let your past destroy you tonight. Victory still belongs to you tonight. Righteousness still belongs to you tonight. Joy still belongs to you tonight. But you need to go in and possess the thing that belongs to you tonight. The angel that went before them, amen, came from before them and went between them. Amen. Let me show you something right here. Thank you, mighty God. I want Sister Angie to see this if she can. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Y'all watch me right here if y'all would. Just a few moments and you can get back. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's say he's Israel. Okay? Come here, Glenn Ray. You are the angel. Amen. That went before Israel. Hallelujah. Brother Dwayne looked behind him and saw his past coming up behind him. Okay? Hallelujah. The angel left from before him and come behind him in between him and his past. They could not see their past anymore. Anymore. Sister Elton. Hallelujah. Why? Because the angel of the Lord stood between them and their past. Sister Heather. Amen. We need to go in and possess the thing that belongs to us. Come on now. We ain't got nothing to hang our head down. We ain't got nothing to be discouraged about. Sister Angie, you know why? Because we got more than the angel of the Lord with us today in the church of the living God. Amen, amen, amen. Come here, fellas. Hallelujah. The Bible said the angel of the Lord went before in between them in their past. Amen. But our Bible tells us in the book of Psalms today, amen, surely goodness, hallelujah, and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. Come on now. We ain't got one angel, but we got goodness and we got mercy in between us and our path. Come on. Our path cannot get to us. Our path cannot get to us. We cannot get to us. Why? Because we got the angel of God. Then we got goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Our kids, we need to go in and take our kids back from hell. You hear me? We need to take our kids. We need to take our marriage. Come on now. We need to take our home, our churches tonight, and tell the devil, you a lie. You a lie. You a lie. I'm not going to let you have them. I'm going to go and get the thing that belonged to me. Some Pentecostal church is just as dead as last year's bird nest. I'm going to tell you one thing today. Amen. Used to be worship in a Pentecostal church. And I'm going to tell you, until we claim and go in and possess worship and take it back, we ain't never going to have revival. Amen. Worship is ours tonight. Praise is ours. Victory is ours. Deliverance is ours. Healing is ours. Hallelujah. Our children belong to us. Can't happen, Brother Freeman. And the Word of God's not true tonight. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Rest belongs to us. It's time for us to go in and possess the thing that was wrong. Belongs to us. Brother Wayne, the promised land belonged to Israel. Am I right? But you know, when they crossed the Jordan River, there was two tribes that remained, what, on the other side of Jordan? A half tribe, and then I believe another tribe. Two and a half tribe. That's right, two and a half tribe stayed on the other side of Jordan. Amen. They said, we do not want to go into the promised land that God gave unto Abraham. Amen. Joshua told them this. He said, you can remain on this side of Jordan. But first, you've got to cross Jordan with us. You've got to help us possess our land. What are you saying, Brother Freeman? Those Hittites, those Gibeonites, Cubites, whatever, they did not just sit back and let Israel say, well, this is my house, and I'm going to take it back. They had to go into the land that was promised them, and they had to fight it. Amen. And once they conquered the land, then the two and a half tribe that picked their inheritance on the other side of Jordan left then and went back to their land and possessed it, studied it. What are you saying, Brother Freeman? You think the devil is just going to sit back and let us have our kids back? Let us have our worship back? Let us have our joy back? Let us have our peace back and never lift a hand? You're crazy. Scripture said some things comes only through prayer and fasting tonight. I believe when we get an old time prayer meeting and going and touching Almighty God tonight. Amen. When we bombard heaven, friend, from morning to daylight, amen. I believe, friend, we're going to go in. We're going to possess the thing that one time belonged to us. Can you say amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah. But what's so good, friend? Amen. With the angel that went before us is going to come and stand behind us, and surely goodness and mercy is going to follow us all the days of our life. We're not in it by ourselves. I'm here to take my church back. I've been questioning God whether or not I was still in the will of God. But you know what I have felt this week, friend? I have felt the anointing that I one time felt. Some of you have come to me with questions, friend, looking for answers. I have not had the answers. Amen. But I'm going to tell you one thing, friend. If I never have the answer, friend, I believe the anointing of God would make up the difference. Amen. But I'm here to take back my church. Amen. I'm here to take back, friend, my liberty tonight. I'm here to take back, hallelujah, my healing tonight. I'm here to take back my victory tonight, amen. Come on, the thing that belongs to me. My God. If you once had the Holy Ghost, friend, if you once felt the anointing of God, if you once experienced that peace and that joy, and you don't experience tonight, friend, I'm going to tell you, friend, God is saying, come and take it back. He said, take my burden upon you and learn of me, for my burden is light. And my ways are easy, but the ways of a transgressor are hard tonight. Look to the Lord tonight. God's able. God's able. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Did I go too long, Mama? You took up some of my time back there, all the ladies praying with you. How you feeling, Sister Brandy? That's the way we're going to break through, Sister Brandy.